KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. Authorities in Lake of the Woods have recovered a boat involved in a fatal drowning last month. The sheriff's office reports in a news release it recovered the 26-foot aluminum flat-bottom jet boat on Wednesday in 24 feet of water in Lake of the Woods. Several divers and Towboat U.S. assisted in the recovery. On October 18th, 69-year-old Brian Harridge of Minnesota and 69-year-old Lori Bringleson of Colorado went into the water when the boat capsized. Both were transported by Lake of the Woods Ambulance Service to Lakewood Health Center in Baudette. Harridge was later pronounced dead, and Bringleson was treated for exposure. The water temperature was 48 degrees at the time. In time with the Minnesota Firearms deer season opener, state and local law enforcement officials have a somber reminder for hunters heading out to their stands and cabins to keep an eye out for signs of missing people. The Beltrami County Sheriff's Office is asking hunters to watch for signs of 68-year-old Russell Coyle, who was last heard from in April when he made arrangements with a friend to watch his dog. He was last known to be at his Kellyer home and generally wears a beard with flannel shirts and blue jeans and always carries a player's holder on his belt. Authorities say to contact them immediately when encountering clothing in an unexpected or remote area where it does not belong and bones or remains that do not appear to be from animals. Assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency is available for the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe after this June's windstorm. Two FEMA disaster recovery centers will be open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. through November 19th. One is at the Leech Lake Facility Center in Cass Lake, and the other is at the former First National Bank building in downtown Bemidji. Leech Lake band members and their descendants are eligible for individual assistance with the impacts of the storm that devastated the Bemidji area and the western portion of the reservation. FEMA offers funds for temporary housing, repairing or replacing owner-occupied homes, hazard mitigation assistance, and other uninsured or underinsured disaster-caused expenses. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan made a campaign stop in Grand Rapids on Friday. Megan Buffington was there and has more.
Flanagan chatted with some 35 area residents at Brood Awakenings for an hour. The coffee talk was the first stop in a day of campaigning for U.S. Senate in the region. Paula is a speech pathologist in an area school and declined to share her last name. She told Flanagan that teachers can't afford their health insurance plans. At every table, Flanagan says she heard about affordability. It's an issue that helped fuel Democratic victories in Tuesday's election, and one she plans to lean into with her campaign. Flanagan will have to convince conservatives and her own party of her plans for universal health care and banning corporate money in elections. Moderate Democratic Congresswoman Angie Craig is also running to fill Senator Tina Smith's seat. Smith announced her retirement in February. How does Flanagan plan to make up the ground that her party has lost in rural northern Minnesota? By just showing up.
Just meeting people where they're at, not expecting folks to always come to us. And that's how I think we rebuild trust with people and how we win elections.
After Grand Rapids, Flanagan was heading up the Iron Range for more conversation, a mine visit, and a food shelf tour.
Northern Minnesota teams saw mixed success in this week's state tourneys. Megan Buffington is back with an update.
Grand Rapids dominated Benilde St. Margaret's in the first round of the 3A football bracket Thursday night. The Thunderhawks won 54-7, led by junior Mason Johnson's four touchdowns in the first half. They'll play Casson Manorville at the bank next Friday. Kitson County Central and Fertile Beltrami emerged victorious in the nine-player Northland matchups. The Bearcats totaled 49 points and shut out Cook County. The Falcons beat Cromwell Wright 40-14. The state title holders will have another rematch Thursday when they play 2024 runner-up Hills Beaver Creek in the semifinals. Immediately after that game, Kitson County Central will take to the field and face Hillcrest Lutheran Academy. Our region's only 2A qualifier, Moose Lake Willow River, ended their season Thursday with a 30-14 loss to Eden Valley Watkins. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.